I got my cool. Good. Good.
To write all this information down so they can say, hey, I need to make sure that, how do I know that you actually talked to, There are some people that will not tell us the true names. I don't think you're one of them, but, A contact number for you, like a cell number? For the alarm or something.
Yeah, for the gate.
For the gate. Okay, okay. In from school or work? Or?
I work at the Simi Town Center.
What are your normal work hours? Do they vary? Or?
I usually work like 5:30 to 2.
Monday through Friday or the work days?
It switches.
Okay. Yeah, well, we're here obviously to talk to you about what's going on down there. So, were you home this afternoon when all this occurred? And where were you? What did something happen?
I actually just got home from work, and I was talking to my parents in their room, and then we heard the gunshots, and I was super upset. And I thought it was the wind, and then she's like, no, it was gunshots, and then we heard all the sirens coming up.
When you said you heard gunshots but thought it was the wind, could you describe what kind of sound you heard?
It was just a loud, like, boom. Like, it was a couple booms. And then the dog started barking, and I thought maybe something had, like, hit the roof or something like that.
Okay. And dogs barking?
Yeah.
And then just loud couple booms. So when you're saying couple, are you generalizing, like, it could just be two, three, or you couple meaning two? Or
like,
could,
two.
Or could you say for sure? Or?
No.
Okay. But at least two.
Yeah, definitely more than one.
Okay, so multiple. Then you heard dogs barking, and then anything else? Did you hear anything else?
Nope, and then I went out to talk to my sister, and then, like, immediately we heard the sirens, and that's when I was like, could they even respond that fast? I was surprised that there were already sirens right after.
Talk to them. Then heard sirens.
Yeah.
When you heard sirens, like, are we less than a minute? Pretty instantaneous?
It was like a minute, I'd say.
Okay. Could you say, like, from the gunshots, the dog barking, the sirens, pretty?
Yeah, probably like 1 to 2 minutes.
Okay. And where was, when you went outside to talk to your sister?
On the bench outside her slider. Smoking.
So she was outside when it happened?
Yeah.
Okay.
She didn't scare her because it was loud outside.
Okay. And then you're just in with your parents' room, and then did you call the police or anything, or did you just heard the sirens?
No, I heard the sirens.
You just figured it was for what was going on there?
Yeah.
When you were getting home, were you driving up Citrus here to Ternez? Did you see anything else going on in the neighborhood that drew your attention?
No,
anything?
I didn't notice anything.
No loud noises, anything like that?
No.
Okay.
I listened to my music loud though. So.
Okay. that's okay. What about the people? Do you know the people across the street over there?
I talked with her briefly, after.
With who do you know?
I'm not sure what her name is. She's just 2 houses down, the blonde lady. She said she saw it through her window.
Oh, okay. What about the corner house across the
where
street?
Where this happened.
Do you know them? Do you know them?
I've met them, like, once or twice. But
okay.
I don't know his name or anything.
Okay. Do you know if it's so...
You know if anyone else lives there, or it's just that there just happened to be corner house neighbors,
yeah,
I guess, right?
I know. Well, because we had kind of like an altercation with them because our dogs are barking, and I know that it was him and his wife and then his dad.
Him and his wife and his
yeah.
dad. Okay.
I think your dad told me was that like a couple months ago?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Right. Anything else that you can recall from this afternoon? Mm-hmm. So sometime you got home from Starbucks. What time do you normally get home after you get off your Starbucks?
Usually like
20
minutes after.
Okay.
So I go home like 1:50-ish
too. So arrive 20 minutes after your shift normally, under
yeah.
normal driving conditions.
Yeah.
You're not going to tell me it takes 10 because then I'll start doing the math.
He'll do the math.
Yeah. Okay, you're going 85 miles per hour. Okay. Well, great. Before you freeze out here, we will let you get back inside. Do you have anything else for Drive?
No.
We gave your card to your dad, so we'll go forward from there. And we'll just try. I'll get a hold of Becky later.
Do you know what time she'll be back, maybe?
She should be back within the hour. So.
Really?
Yeah.
Picking up her boyfriend?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Well, good enough. Well, thanks for your time, Sarah.
Thanks.
Well, what's the drink?